弟兄姊妹平安
Peace, brothers and sisters.
今天我刚刚诗班的指挥跟我们讲了是五旬节
And so just like share in the choir that today is Pentecost.
那五旬节那一天最重要的事情是圣灵倾倒下来从神的宝座
And the most important thing that happened on the day was that the Holy Spirit poured down to the disciples.
当时有120个门徒在马可的楼上祷告
And then at the time there were 120 disciples in that room.
圣灵降临就把他们洗成一个身体
And the Holy Spirit came down and then it baptized them all into one body.
本来是个体
They were individuals.
但是圣灵来了，就把他们洗成一个身体了。
But when the Holy Spirit came down, it baptized them into one body.
地球上就多了一个新的创造。
And so at that moment, Earth has had a new creation.
那一个身体叫做耶稣基督的教会，他的身体。
And that body is called the Church of Jesus Christ.
那个身体就迅速的成长。
And that's his body. And that body grew rapidly.
从120变成3120。
And so it grew from 120 to 3,120.
然后彼得再传福音就再加5,000，对不对？很快就蓬勃成长上万人。
When Peter shared the gospel, it grew by another 5,000 and then keep on going.
一直到今天。
Until today.
2000年了。
So it's been 2,000 years.
福音无论传到哪里。
And no matter where the gospel has been shared.
他的身体就扩张到哪里。
And his body grew to that place.
那主说他要回来迎接他的新妇。
And so we say that the Lord will return to welcome his new bride.
这是每一个神的儿女的心中最大的一个盼望。
And that is the hope of every single children of God.
Amen.
Amen.
那今天我要继续的来讲最近的一个题目就是门徒的眼光。
And so today I would like to continue to share upon the topic and that is the eyesight of the disciples.
我们要读的圣经请打开马太福音。
And please turn to the book of Matthew.
我们把这一段话的那个门徒的这个眼光呢，是在马太六章22-23节。
And so the words, the eyesights of the disciples is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 and 23.
对，马太六章22-23，眼睛就是身上的灯。你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大！
So verse 22 and 23, the eye is a lamp of the body. So then, if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?
所以这一句话是主耶稣在登山宝训的时候讲到他的门徒里面有一个本能。
So this is something that the Lord shared upon the servant upon the mount. He says that his disciple have this ability inside of them.
我们每一个人都知道眼睛是何等的重要，对我们每一个人的一生来说。
So we're all aware how important our eyes are to our life.
但是圣经里面常常说到人是瞎眼的，属灵上是瞎眼的。
But yet the Bible oftentimes tells us that spiritually speaking, our eyesight, we are blind.
我们有物质的眼睛看物质的世界。
So we have our physical eyes to see the physical world.
但这段话主耶稣告诉我们里面还有一个眼睛。
But yet through this passage, our Lord tells us that inside of us, we also have a pair of eyes.
更重要的是里面的眼睛要看得见。
But most importantly is that our inner eye need to be able to see.
对，这件事情是每一个人常常忽略的。
And this is something that often people overlook.
我们对物质的眼睛，这双肉眼，我们很重视，因为我们大家都，看不清楚，还去配眼镜，每年都要换。
So we care a lot about our physical eyes. We constantly go to yearly eye examinations, get glasses to fix our eyesights.
但是有多少人知道里头有一个心中的眼睛
？How many people know that? Inside of each one of us, we have our inner eye.
所以他说，你里头的光若黑暗了， 那黑暗是何等的大。
And that's why it says, if then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?
那他就讲到昏花与嘹亮，对不对？这里有一个词叫嘹亮。光明还有昏花。
And so that's why I mentioned making the contrast between brightness, full of light and darkness.
那就是两个，昏花的就是两个 image, 嘹亮的是就一个 image.
So, being focused and unfocused image.
这个我们都应该懂的，照相的那个故事。
So we're all aware of that for photography.
那后面从这个二十四节以后一直到第七章，到今天我们要讲的都是讲到两个两个两个，然后主说你要选一个。
And so from verse 24 all the way until chapter 7 which we'll share today, he kept on giving examples of things in pairs, and our Lord says you must choose from one of these pairs.
好，今天我们要看的呢是十三十四节。
And so today we'll read from chapter 7 verse 13 and 14.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡那门是宽的，路是大的。
Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad.
进去的人也多，引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人少。
And the way is broad that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter by it.For the gate is small, and the way is narrow that leads to life, and few are those who find it.
所以这里主耶稣又给了一对。
So here, our Lord Jesus shared on another pair.
这一对是窄门、窄路跟宽门跟宽的路，对吧？两对。
Another pair of different options. So it's the narrow gate, narrow path, and wide gate and wide path.
这个门与路是非常有讲究的。
So pay special attention to the words gate and way.
因为主说得很清楚，能够找到这个对的门，对，走上对的路的人是多还是少。
Because the Lord made it very clear, are the number of people who could find the right gate and the right path, is that a large number of people or is that a small number of people?
耶稣说得很清楚。
The Lord made it very clear. He said only few finds it.
大部分的人是喜欢找那个宽的门，宽的路。
For majority of the people prefer the wide road that leads to the wide gate.
今天我们都要上网，对不对？
So today everyone goes onto the internet.
或者我们开车上马路。
Or we drive onto the public road.
很自然的，我们希望我们的路越宽越好。
And naturally, we prefer the road that we drive on, the wider, the better.
你上 Wi-Fi 也是这个频带频宽越宽越好。
And if you go on the internet, we prefer to jump on the broadband, the wider, the better.
为什么
？Why?
因为宽了开起来是过瘾嘛，可以开快车嘛。
Because the wider the road, it's better to drive on. The faster you can drive.
很随意嘛，对不对？
And you could do according to your own will.
如果是窄的话呢，你得小小心心，不好了你就掉下去了。
And if you're driving on the narrow road, then you have to be very careful, otherwise you'll fall off.
所以这个窄路跟窄门是大家不喜欢的。
And that's why the narrow road and the narrow gate is not very popular.
人喜欢的都是宽大的，对吧？
People prefer the wider gate, the wider road.
但是主耶稣偏偏在这个时候就说，你们就是指的主耶稣的门徒怎么样？要选窄门。
But yet here, the Lord specifically says you, referring to us, his children, that you need to choose the narrow gate.
然后走呢，要走窄路。
And to walk the narrow path.
你不要跟着大家走，大家人多的地方不要去。
Don't go where the rest of the people go, where the crowd goes.
大家喜欢进的是找的是宽门，走的是宽路。
Because everyone else prefers to go on the wide road, the wide path and the wide gate.
所以这个就是他主耶稣特别把他提出来叫门徒小心的事情。
And that is something that Jesus brought to his disciples to warn them about.
但是主在这一段话里头只讲其然，没有讲为什么。
So here in the passage we just read, he only told us what we're supposed to do, but did not explain why.
对吧？主在这里，那你读到这里，你马上就想到 些有关的圣经应该有一个联想。
So when you read this passage, probably your brain immediately reminds you of other related passages.
但你要注意哈，在这里讲到的这个窄门。
So but pay attention here. Talk about this narrow gate.
对，你如果去查一查这个门，你不要把它联想成主耶稣说我就是羊的门，不是指那个门说的。
So if you pay careful attention, this is not the gate that the gate which referred to when Jesus said, "I am the gate of the Lamb."
The sheep.
The sheep.
那么他这两个字是不一样的。
So these are two gates that he's talking about.
这个门这个字，你去使徒行传十六章十三节可以找到这个字。
And so the word gate, you can find this term in Acts chapter 16, verse 13.
希伯来书十三章十二节也可以找到同样的一个字。
And then same word has been used in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12.
那他讲什么呢？讲城门。
And what was he talking about? He was talking about the gate on the city wall.
哎，像现在我们很少看到城墙，那更不要说看到城门了。
So it's a very rare sight for us to be able to see a city wall nowadays, and even less the gate of a city wall.
在美国好像还没看过了。
It seems like we don't have such a thing.
你们在美国有看过啊城墙城门吗？
Have you seen defensive walls in the U.S.?
你在中国就可以看得到，到耶路撒冷你也可以看得到。
So if you go to China or you can go to Jerusalem, you might be able to see these gates.
有老城，有城墙。那你也可以看到有城门
，because there are remnants of old cities, and therefore you can see the old walls, city walls.
看过的人举手。
So who have seen those walls? Raise your hands.
大部分人是没看过的。
So majority people have not seen.
哇
，so majority people have not seen the
我以为大家都看过。
I thought most people have seen
城墙跟城门。
So I thought most people have seen the city gates and city walls.
Yeah. 那你能够想象一个城墙，对吧？这个就是个墙嘛。这个 Trump 就说要 build the wall。
So imagine a wall, for example, like the wall that Trump was mentioning.
对，这个城墙是有讲究的。
So there's some particularity to walls.
然后，你进出这个城，就是那古时候因为是没有空军的，他们打仗是二度空间，所以。筑了墙就有用，你把人堵住，人家进不来的。
So in ancient time, warfare are fought on a 2D plane because there's no air force. So therefore, it's so when you, people the war happens on a 2D space. So if you build a wall, it's very effective.
对，那么你要进去的话，你必须经过一个门。
So therefore, if you want to go past the wall, you must enter through a gate.
好，那白天的时候大门是打开的。
And so during the daytime, the gates are wide open.
到了黄昏，门就关起来了。
And during dusk, the gates are closed.
那进出城呢？就旁边有一个小门。
And then, in order to enter and leave the city, you'll use the side door.
这你用想象啊，你没有看过的话，就用想象。
So,
就是大城门旁边一定有一个什么小门。
So if you haven't seen this, just imagine in your head that there's this big wide gate, and then next to it is a much smaller gate.
啊，不然的话我。就照一个相片给你们看，我以为你们都知道。
If I know, I would have shown you a ticket.
反正你有想象一个大的门，很大的，那旁边呢就会有一个窄门，一个小的。
But、just use your imagination. Imagine this great big wall, gate, and then next to it is much smaller gate.
那主耶稣就讲过一个故事。
And so Lord Jesus shared this parable.
那你如果看马太福音十九章二十节到二十六节，讲到一个少年的官。
And if you look at Matthew chapter 19, verse 20 through 26, it talks about this young man.
主耶稣看见他来请向主耶稣请教，我应该做什么可以进神的国
？And so this young man came to see Jesus and asked, "What should I do, Rabbi, so that I may enter into the kingdom of heaven?"
主耶稣说，你应当遵守神的命诫命。
And so the Lord told him that you should obey all the commandments.
那这个少年的官就说。我从小都遵守了。
And this young man told him that all these things I have kept ever since I was young.
那我还缺少什么呢
？What am I still lacking？
好，二十一节，十九章二十一节，主耶稣就说了。
The Lord says in verse 21.
你若愿意做完全人，可以去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。
So Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be complete." Go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come follow me.
22节，那少年人听见这话，就忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
But when the young man heard the statement, he went away grieved, for he was one who owned much property.
耶稣就对门徒说了，
And Jesus said,
我实在告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。
And Jesus said to his disciples, Truly I say to you, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我又告诉你们，骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。
And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
门徒听见这话就很稀奇，说，那这样谁能得救啊？
And when the disciples heard this, they were very astonished and said,Then who can be saved?
那耶稣就看到他们说，在人这是不能的，但是在神，凡事都能。
And looking upon them, Jesus said to them, "With men, this is impossible."
好，这里主耶稣讲到一个词，叫做骆驼穿过针的眼。
So here, Jesus mentioned this phrase.The camel going through the eye of a needle.
那我们马上的联想就是缝衣服的那根针。
So
那个洞叫做针眼。
So immediately we may think of the needle thread needle, and then on that needle you have that little hole where the thread would go through.
我们缝衣服的话，把线要穿过去，穿个半天，拿老花眼镜。
And those who have used it before knows that you had to thread the needle, the thread through that needle holes.
你穿过没有？
We all have that similar experience.
那个大骆驼怎么穿过这个针眼？不是不可思议的事情。
So how could such a big camel go through such a small hole? That's
其实这个词针眼不是指着缝衣服那个针眼。
So in actuality, the eye of a needle is not referring to the thread the hole in the thread needle.
是犹太人的俗话。
It's a saying of the Jews.
就是指着那个城门边的那个小门。
It's actually referring to that much smaller gate.
因为它小。
Next to the great gate, because it's small.
所以犹太人叫那个门叫做针眼。
So that's why the Jews call it the eye of a needle.
那么一个大骆驼装了背了一身的货，要从大门过，没事，它门很宽，它就走过去了。
So the camel, when it's burdened down with all the things that it needs to carry, it's easy for it to pass through the big gate. That's not a problem.
但是到了黄昏，你要进城的话，你只剩下那个小的门，那个窄门。
But when dusk comes and then you have to enter through the city, the only way you could do it is through that much narrower, much smaller gate.
那么带了一身货要过这个窄门怎么办呢？
And so how could you pass through that small gate if your whole entire body is burdened down with items?
那只有把全身的货全部卸下来。
And the only way to do this is if you cast aside everything that you carry.
然后你这只骆驼才有办法蹭过那个门进去。
And only then can a camel squeeze through that gate.
所以主耶稣对这个年轻人就是用这个做了比喻了。
And so that's why Lord Jesus compared this young man to this parable.
他认为他从小都遵行了神的诫命。
And so the young man thought that ever since he was young, he obeyed all the commandments.
这样的年轻人已经不多了，对吧？所以主耶稣是蛮喜欢他的。
So to start off, there are only very few young men such as that. So the Lord just taken a liking to him.
所以主就那个年轻人就问我还可以做，我还需要做什么，我可以进神的国呢？
And so then, when the young man asked, what else can I do in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven?
主就给他一个建议。
And so the Lord gave him an advice.
啊，你把你所有的产业通通变卖给穷人，然后你要来跟从我。
And the advice is, sell your possessions and give them to the poor, and then come follow me.
要做耶稣的门徒，跟随主。
And you need to be a disciple of Jesus to follow the Lord.
做耶稣的门徒都得来跟随他。
Because all disciples need to follow the Lord.
每一个门徒都有一个共同经验, 就是他们是撇下一切来跟随主的。
And so all the disciples share this one common experience, and that is that they have cast everything aside in order to follow the Lord.
为什么?
Why?
因为你如果背了一身的东西, 你走不进这个门儿。
Because if you are full of these burdens, then there's no way for you to be able to pass through that gate.
今天要跟随主,
today, in order to follow the Lord,
要跟随做主的门徒,
and become a disciple of
主耶稣亲口对每一个人说,
the Lord. And so the Lord said to every one of them,
来跟从我,
said, come, follow me.
但是你要把一切都得放下,
but you have to lay aside everything else.
只有耶稣是你的主, 你的钱, 财主, 财主, 中文翻译的真好。
So only have the Lord Jesus as your Lord, and so there's a very there's a Chinese saying for to a term for rich man is basically, if you directly translate it, it actually means the money as your Lord.
Good. 中文翻译财主是绝妙的翻译。
So it's a very apt word, a very descriptive word the Chinese have for rich man, which is money as your Lord.
财主这两个字就是谁是这个人的主人。
So it's made of two characters. One is money, the other one's Lord. So it clearly describes who is the Lord of that person.
他的钱是他的主人，对吧？
And that's the money is that person's Lord.
所以这个年轻人就是这样的一个年轻的财主，他大概是富二代。
And so this young man is seems to be very rich, so probably he inherited the wealth.
对不对? 那主就说, 你把你所有的通通变卖, 分给穷人, 你还得跟随我。
And the Lord told this young man that you need to sell all your possessions, and then you also need to follow me.
在耶稣十二个门徒里头,
so among the 12 disciples,
彼得啊,约翰,
so Peter and John, they're all fishermen. So it's quite easy for them to follow the Lord.
就是一条破船,几张破网,
they just gave up, they need to give up their boat and then also some raggedy net.
因为他们撇下就跟随主,
and so they lay all everything down, and so not much too much struggle.
谁最有钱呢?
So who among the 12 had the most money?
啊? 马太就是这本书马太福音的作者
Matthew, who is the author of this very book that we're reading.
他是大财主啊,
so he was also a very rich man.
他是税官呢,
so he was a tax collector.
那个时候的税官都是母牢牢的,
so back then as a tax collector they have a lot of possession, they're well very wealthy.
所以要这一个钞票很多的人要来跟随主, 他得咬紧牙关撇下一切跟随主。
So for someone who is so rich with so much money to be able to follow the Lord, he really had to make a hard decision to cast everything aside.
所以他写马太福音19章的时候, 他这个故事写得很仔细啊。
So that's why
in
chapter 19, when he recorded this parable, he recorded it in very, very detail because he shares that same experience.
所以这个箴言, 就是讲到那个窄门。
So that's why here the eye of the needle refers to the small gate.
你记得主耶稣说过有很多人想要跟随耶稣的。
So you know the Lord has mentioned a lot of people want to follow him.
主呼召很多人来跟随他, 但是有很多人就跟主说了。
So the Lord called upon a lot of people to follow him, but then those people, the Lord has said of those people,
有人说我买了一块地, 我得先去看看地, 看完再来跟随你。
A lot of people give him excuse such as, oh Lord, I just bought a new plot of land, I need to first check on the land and then I'll follow you.
有的买了一部新的汽车, 要去看看新汽车。
And some people maybe bought a new car and they need to check on the new car.
那当然那个时候没有汽车, 那个时候他们是买了一对牛。
So of course back then they don't have cars, so maybe they bought a pair of new ox.
那有一个孝子他说让我等到我爸爸妈妈死了都买好了我再来跟随你。
And there was a pious son who said that wait until my parents pass away and then I'll bury them and then I'll follow.
所以这些人都没跟上。
So none of these people were able to follow.
他们生活中的这些每天要碰到的事情 成为他们生活的第一优先, 所以他们就跟不上去。
And so all these circumstances, these things in their life took the first place in their life, so therefore they cannot follow the Lord.
主就跟我们说, 你要跟随我吗? 你要撇下一切, 把所有的难处通通摆在旁边, 你先来跟从我再说。
And so the Lord said, if you want to follow me, then you cast aside everything, all your difficulty, all your challenges, follow me first.
所以这个叫做窄门。
And that is why it's called the narrow gate.
窄门的意思就是说只有你一个人可以过去，就跟那一只骆驼可以过去，其他所有的包袱都过不去的。
And the meaning of the narrow gate means that only you yourself, just you, could pass through that gate, just as the camel had to cast aside everything that it carries in order to squeeze through that gate.
过了这个门以后，主说有两条路你要选。
And then after you pass this gate, the Lord said there are two paths you shall choose.
一个叫做宽路，一个叫做窄路。
One is the wide path, the other one is the narrow path.
所以主要他的门徒走窄路。
And so the Lord commanded his disciples to walk the narrow path.
那在约翰福音十四章有这么一段话。
And then in John chapter 14 it's recorded.
约翰福音十四章第四节这样说。
Verse 4.
我往哪里去你们知道，那条路你们也知道。
And you know the way where I am going.
多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？
And Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How do we know the way?
耶稣就回答了，他说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life.No one comes to the Father but through me.
所以在这个地方，主耶稣就解出来什么叫做路，窄路。
So here the Lord explained what it means to walk the narrow path.
他说那个路不是别人的，不是一条物质的路。
And so he explained that this path is not a physical path.
他说我就是那个路。
He said, I am.The way.
如果今天你碰到一个陌生人跟你说，请问贵姓啊？我的名字叫道路。
So if you imagine today you met a stranger and when you ask what's his name and he said I am the way, you probably have fainted.
对不对？这个不是我们平常人讲话的方式。
That's not how we talk.
可是主就说到
daily life.
我就是道路。
But yet the Lord said I am the way.
那么这条路是怎么一回事呢？
So,What is this way all about?
什么叫做路？
What is a way? What is a path?
就是有一个起点，
so、there's
也有一个什么终点，一个目的地。
So there's a beginning and there's an end. There's a destination.
对不对？从一个点开始，你往一个目的地、一个方向去，那个你走过去的那个路，就是叫做道路。
And so you have a starting point and you have a destination. And then the way that you get there, that is the way, the path.
啊，主耶稣就说我是那个路。
And so the Lord said, I am the way.
什么路？刚刚那句话怎么讲的？
And the way is, as we just read.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father but through me.
也就是说，今天每一个人从你生下来开始。
In other words, every single one of us from the day that we are born.
你两条腿就要学走路，对吧
？So we start learning how to walk with our two legs.
最后走到哪里啊
？Eventually, where does that lead you?
当你气没有了，生命停止了，请问阁下到哪里
？When you took your last breath, your life fades away. Where will you end up?
啊，共产党说我去见马克思了。
So the communists may say that I'm going to see Karl Marx.
嗯。那你也真够有信心的。
Then you truly are pretty strong in your faith.
去哪里啊
？So where will you end up?
这是每一个人都在问的一个问题。
This is a single question that every
one of us ask. 但是有几个人能够真正知道你死了，你的灵魂去哪里
？But how many of us truly know that once we die, where will our soul go to?
很多人就不知道去哪里，说干脆就是说死了拉倒，就如同灯灭。
So a lot of people, because they don't know where they'll end up, so they basically gave up and simply said that life, once you die, just like the lamp being blown out, it's gone.
是听起来很勇敢啊，灯灭了就灭了嘛，灭了灭了什么也没有。
So truly, it sounds very courageous. Yeah, when the light is blown out, everything is dark. That seems to be a very courageous way of looking at it.
但是
however,
你的里头有一个东西告诉你。人死了没了。
But there's something inside of you that tells you that lets you know that death is not the end.
人有最后的 归属。
There's a resting place. There's a place that you go to after death.
因为人不是只是这个躯壳这个身体而已。
Because man is not simply this physical shell of outer shell.
人里面有一个东西叫做灵魂。
Because inside every one of us, there's something called our soul.
那个是真的你。
And that is the true you.
这个躯壳七八十年、八九十年就了了。
This physical body is just maybe it'll last you 70 or 80 years.
但是共产党都知道，你死了还得某某同志，什么，永垂不朽啊。
Even the communists, when they make the statue for the martyrs, they always say so comrade will last till eternity.
什么东西永垂不朽？
What kind of things last till eternity?
你的灵魂永垂不朽。
And that's your soul shall last forever.
所以你要注意的是，你这个灵魂在这个世界走了一趟之后，到底去哪里
？So you need to be aware that after your soul taken this trip around on this earth, where will it eventually end up？
那主耶稣这里告诉我们
，Here our Lord tells us，
我们最后的归属应该是去造我们那一位上帝的神的家。
Our eventual destination should be headed to the house.Of our Lord God who created us in the first place.
因为我们原来是从他来的。
Because we came from him.
他给我们生命气息的。
And he gave us breath of life.
当我们从这个世界离开的时候，还要叫落叶呢，还要归根的。
And we depart from this earth, we will return from where we come from first.
这是人里头很自然知道的一件事，只是因为你不认识神了，所以这下傻眼了。
And so this is actually something that we know just very naturally, but yet because we do not know God, so we seem like we don't have an answer for it.
你归根归到哪里去了？神你不承认，你也不相信他，你也不知道他在哪里，你怎么回到他那里去呢？
So where will you return to if you deny the existence of God? Then you don't know where your soul will return to.
所以主耶稣就说，若要回到父那里去，一定借着他。他是唯一的道路。
And that's why our Lord Jesus said, in order to go back to the Father, you must go through him, for he is the only way.
所以这个是一个非常现实的问题。
So this is a very realistic question.
我有一个很大的震动，就是去年到今年，好像好多的人死了。
So I'm deeply moved with that. It seems like,From last year till now, there are a lot of people who passed away.
我是指名人。
What I mean is are the famous people.
一个是名人，一个是我很多认识的神的老仆人。
On one hand are a lot of the famous celebrities, but then on the there are also a lot of the old faithful servant of God that I know of.
在基督教中间最有名的一个名人死了，你们知道吗？
So that among the Christian,
葛培里啊 ，Billy Graham.
So among the Christians, the most famous person who passed away was Billy Graham.
是在基督教是现代最有名的基督徒了。
So he is one of the most famous Christians of modern Christianity.
所以，我们这个时间呢、啊、是不在我们的手中，我们控制不了的。时间到了，你就得走了。
So we can't control time. When it's our time to go, we have to go.
对吧？所以。这条路就是告诉我们怎么样你的灵魂要到哪里去。
And so this way tells us where and how our soul will go.
如果你有了一个方向，你要到父那里去。
So if you have a direction and that is to head to the Heavenly Father.
那主耶稣就说你要走他这条路。
Then our Lord, according to our Lord Jesus, you must go
through him. 因为他是道路。
For our Lord Jesus is the way.
好，那你就注意。主耶稣他自己怎么走这个路？因为他是领路人呢、啊。
So let's pay attention to see how our Lord Jesus himself goes down this path. For he is the leader on this path.
那你看马太，同样还是马太福音，你读十六章。
And if you look at same book of Matthew chapter 16,
二十一节
，verse 21,
就是前面是主讲到教会的启示。
And so before this verse, the Lord shared about the revelation to the church.
今天不是主题, 所以我那个段不讲, 我就从21节开始。
But that's not the topic for today, so we'll skip over those and we'll begin in chapter 16, verse 21.
21节16章他说, 从此耶稣才指示门徒, 他必须上耶路撒冷去, 受长老, 祭司长, 文士许多的苦, 并且被杀, 第三日,
From that time, Jesus Christ began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day.
彼得就拉着他,
and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you.
耶稣转过来对彼得说, 你是绊我脚的, 因为你不体贴神的意思,
but he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but men's.
于是耶稣对门徒说, 若有人要跟从我, 就当舍己, 背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
因为凡要救自己生命必丧掉生命,凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, and but whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it.
人若赚得全世界,赔上自己的生命,有什么益处呢? 人还能拿什么换生命呢?
For what will a man be profited if he gains the whole world and forfeit his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? So here our Lord Jesus talks about two paths, two ways. One path is the one that he himself takes. And the other path is the one the people of the world takes. And so what path does he take?
要朝着耶路撒冷这个方向去
And the path that he's taking, he took is heads will be heading towards Jerusalem.
那里他要不是受很多的人欢迎, 相反的受很多人的弃绝。
But what waits for him are not the welcomes of the people of that place, but rather of being people giving up on him.
受长老, 祭司长, 文士许多的苦, 最后还得被杀。
And then also suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and eventually be killed.
但是第三天他要从死里复活。
But then he'd be raised up on the third day.
那我们就知道他复活以后, 40天与门徒在一起,
and then we know that after his resurrection, he spent 40 days with his disciples and then he was raised into heaven. And that is the path that he took.
从马槽,
from the manger,
走了33年半开始走他人生这条路。
He walked 33 and a half years before he began to walk this the remaining
到了耶路撒冷被弃绝,
and then until he was given up in Jerusalem.
人把他钉在十字架上,
and he was nailed upon the cross.
就人来讲, 他到此为止了, 对吧?
And from the people from the world's perspective, that's it. That's the end of his life.
如果耶稣只是到了十字架被钉死拉倒死了什么都没有那我们这些人信耶稣是全世界最笨的人
So if Lord Jesus truly his life ended when he died upon the cross and nothing else happened then we because we believe in him we're probably the dumbest people on earth
同意吗?
You agree?
如果我们信的耶稣最后走上十字架被钉死进到坟墓拉倒
And if we believe the Jesus that we believe died upon the cross and then he was buried and that was it, that nothing else came of it. However, his death is not the end. But rather, it's his method.
死了以后,
so after he died, on the third day he was resurrected.
然后升上高天,
and then he was raised into high heaven.
父神把最高的名赐给他,
And the Heavenly Father gave him the highest name.
这是他的终点, 是天上的宝座,
and that's his destination. That is the throne in the heaven.
他回到父的家, 带着荣耀,
And he returned to the house of the Father with glory.
所以他对门徒说，跟从我。
And that's why he told his disciples to follow me.
看出来了没有？
You see this?
他怎么走，所有信他的人呢，也跟他怎么走。
How he walked his path, all those who believe in him should follow as well.
所以这一条路为什么叫做窄路呢？
And why is this way called the narrow way?
因为从表面看起来，
because from the surface,
是死路。因为最后要走上十字架。
Because from the surface, it looked like it's a dead end. Literally, it's a dead end because eventually it will lead to the cross, to dying on the cross.
保罗写一封信，他说这个十字架的路，叫这个十字架的道理叫做愚昧的道理。
So in Paul's letter, he described the way of the cross as the way of foolishness.
啊，对，有的版本就是 stupidity。
Or stupidity.
他讲这是神的愚昧。
So it's from the surface, it seemed like that it's the foolishness of God.
但是神就用人认为愚昧的道理来拯救人，这就是神的智慧。
It's the very opposite. God uses a way that seemed to be foolish to the world, but that is the way he actually used to save people.
人都想救自己。
So,Man always wants to save.
所以说你要救自己，你就失去你的生命。
But yet the Lord says, if you want to, whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it.
但是如果你为着我失去自己的魂生命，你就得着你的生命。
But whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it.
这个听起来叫做 paradox. Paradox 中文应该叫做啊，似非而是。
So it sounds a very
不是似是而非啊，似非而是。
So it sounds very paradoxical.
哎，他中文有的人翻译成吊诡，我这吊诡你去吊吧。是一个听起来错，但是却是真理。
So it's something that it sounds like on first hearing it sounds like it's wrong, but yet it is actual truth.
主耶稣常常讲这种话。
And our Lord Jesus oftentimes.
你听起来，哎呀，这太没道理了。
Because whenever you hear him speak, you think, "Oh, that is nonsense."
他的后面隐藏着神的智慧。
But yet.Behind those words that he spoke, in God's wisdom.
这条路是特别的。
So this is a very special path.
所以你去读，你如果注意听英文的翻译的时候，英文这个每次讲到这个路的时候，它都是前面有一个定冠词的，叫 the way.
And so if you hear the English translation when it's describing the path, it's always preceded by the path.
所以到了使徒行传这本书。
So when you come to the book of Acts.
我去算了一下
，so I counted
从第一次这个 the way 开始出现
，so from the very first time when the word the phrase the way appeared
是在使徒行传九章二节
，it first appeared in Acts chapter 9 verse 2。
求文书给大马士革的各会堂，若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。这讲保罗那个时候他要去杀基督徒。
So this in Acts chapter 9 verse 2 it records the happenings of when Saul was in charge of persecuting the Christians. And it says, and asked for letters from him to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, both men and women, he might bring them bound.To Jerusalem.
所以在这个地方保罗第一个人他就说到他当年的经验。
So Paul here, he's the first one when he's describing his experience.
我没有信耶稣的时候。
And he said that back before I believed in Jesus.
我认为那些信耶稣都是离经叛道。
And I thought those people who believe in Jesus are heresies.
我为了我们祖宗的神，我们要把这些人去掉。
He thought they were heretics, and so he thought that for their forefathers' sake, he shall get rid of them.
这些在他眼中看为离经叛道的这些基督徒，他叫他们叫什么？
He called these people who serve.
圣经在这里翻译，我们中文叫做。信奉这道的人，这是中文的翻译。
And so he called.
你注意听英文。
Paul called these heretics, the way he described them as belonging to the way.
听出来了没有
？You hear this?
Belonging to the way.
So again, he uses the phrase belonging to the way.
所以那个时候，这一群基督徒 这样的疯狂起来为耶稣做见证，什么都不要，就是到各处去做见证。犹太教人看这群神经病，叫做他们是属于 the way 的人，
so,
道路的人。
So during that time, all these Christians, they were very eagerly sharing the gospel all everywhere, and rising up and willing to sacrifice everything. And so to the Jews, to the rest of the Israelites, the Jews, they called them, these people belong to the way.
因为这些人外表看起来是跟我们每个人一样，但是看他们的生活形式，人生的目的跟我们怎么样，完全不一样的。
Because to the rest of the Israelites, they see these people, they appear to be physically like us, outwardly like us, but then their goals, their desires in life are completely different from our ways.
所以叫做信奉这道的人就是走这条路的人。
And so that's why they use the term belonging to the way. That means people who are on this path, walking this way.
再举一个例子，然后我们就有数了。
And so another one more example.
同样的，这本书到了第十八章。
In the same book of Acts, chapter 18,
25节到26节。
Verse 25 to 26.
这个是讲那个谁呀？亚波罗。
So this is talking describing the
Apollo.
Apollo.
对，这人已经在主的道上受了教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事情详细教训人。只是他单晓得约翰的洗礼。
Verse 25, this man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he was speaking and teaching accurately the things concerning Jesus, being acquainted only with the baptism of John.
他在会堂里放胆讲道，百基拉、雅居拉听见，就接他来，将神的道给他讲得更详细。
And he began to speak out boldly in the synagogues. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately.
你听英文听出来了没有？
You hear the English
这两节圣经每一次都有一个 the way.
So in these two verses, it all uses the term, the phrase the way.
25节这个主的道上受了教训，他的英文是 the way of the Lord.
So in verse 25, this man has been instructed in the way of the Lord.
二十六节
，in verse 26,
百基拉、亚居拉听见他讲到有一点不对了，就是把他就告诉他将神的道，这里神的道英文是 the way of God.
And so in verse 26, the two took Apollo aside and explained to him the way of God.
因为这个亚波罗当时讲到的时候，他虽然很多东西都是对的，但是有一个东西不太对，他还是注重施洗约翰的受洗。
And so, because at the time what Apollo shared, for the most part, is accurate. But however, there's still some things that are not quite accurate because he pays special attention. His emphasis are still on the baptism of John.
所以这一对夫妻就把他找来，把神的道路讲给他听。
And so that's why this couple, this husband and wife, took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately.
好，这样在整个《使徒行传》你可以找到九个地方。
So you can find this description, the way, in the whole entire book of Acts 9 times.
所以我就要说，从第一个世纪开始，从那些信主的门徒身上。
And so that's why I said that from the very first century,that you can find from on these disciples.
世界人看他们奇怪。
So to the world, they seem like very strange.
他跟我们都不一样。
They seem completely different from the rest of the world.
什么地方不一样？
Where exactly are they different?
道路。
They're different in the way and the path that they took.
他们走的道路跟世界其他任何的人走的道路完全不同。
The way that they took.Is completely different from the way that the rest of the world.
耶稣走的是什么路？
So what way did Jesus?
我们基督徒叫那个条路叫什么？十字架的路。
So as Christians, we call that way the way of the cross.
因为主耶稣走的时候，他就是朝着这个方向走的。
Because that is the direction that he was headed.
因为从十字架就带到死亡，带进复活，最后带到升天荣耀。
And so because from that path it leads to a cross, which leads to death, which leads to resurrection, and then he was raptured and then into glory. So our Lord Jesus did not lie to us.
他跟我们讲话的时候，他就说， 来跟从我。
When he told us to come follow me.
对吗? 怎么跟从我啊? 他这条路, 这个十字架路的特色是什么?
So, and how do we follow him? What is the special characteristic of the path? What's the way?
解决人最根本的问题。
His way helps to deal with the most basic fundamental problems that we have.
那个最根本的问题就是我们这个自私的己生命。
And that is the selfish life of ours.
今天我们照相都喜欢selfie, 对不对?
So everybody, we like taking selfies nowadays.
什么叫做好相片? 有我就是好相片。
What's a good picture? What makes a good picture? That means any picture with me inside.
如果这相片没有我, 你看得不来, 懒得看, 你们自己去看, 大家都喜欢看有我的, 那就是好相片。
Everybody likes to see pictures that, that has themselves in it. That's what makes a great picture.
这就把人的心里面那个东西讲出来了, 我们每个人喜欢什么, 就是喜欢你自己, 越看越美, 越看越好。
So it very clearly lays out our inner thoughts in that term, because we like ourselves, we view ourselves as great and beautiful.
对不对? 为什么iPhone能够畅行全世界? 因为它开始就是I.
So why is the iPhone so popular? Because it starts with I.
这是人性的共同性。
So this is something that we all share.
但偏偏走路的时候, 耶稣就说, 你要走窄路哦。
But yet, in terms of walking the way, Lord just said, you need to walk the narrow way.
那条路它的特色就叫做舍己的路。
And the special thing about that way is it's called the self-sacrificing way.
Not self-sacrificing, deny yourself.
It's the way of denying yourself.
我们都喜欢deny别人。
We like to deny everybody else.
彼得是最典型的，他deny主三次。
So Peter is most typical because he denied the Lord three times.
然后他对主说，我绝对不会deny你，他转头就deny。
And right before then, he would say that I will never deny you, but then right after that, he denied him three times.
这是人性的弱点。That
is a weakness of human.
人之所以堕落，就是从走自己的路开始的。And
man has fallen because he followed his own way first.
偏偏主说， 你如果要走我的路，你就得怎么样？背起十字架，舍己跟从我。
But yet the Lord said, if you want to walk my way, then you need to carry the cross and deny yourself.
这是学一辈子的。
This is a lesson to be learned for your
对不对?
Entire life.
你在哪里最好学?
Where is the easiest
神给我们每一个人学这条路的那个教室在哪里?
Where is the class? Where's the classroom?
那个教室在哪里?
Teach us this principle.
有两个地方.
There are two places where this is.
可能有的人三个地方.
Maybe some people that's three. There are three.
第一阁下的家.
The first place is in your own home.
因为在家里面，你的老婆、你的老公、你的孩子，这都是你身边的人嘛，还有你的妈妈、你的爸爸。
So in your own home, your spouse, your children, your parents.
每天都在一起。
You spend the time every day day together.
哎，有没有矛盾呢？
So there's bound to be some conflicts.
没有矛盾的举手，我看看。
So if you never experience conflict, please raise your hand.
没有人敢举手。
No one dare to raise their hand.
家家都有一本难念的经。
So every family had their own secrets and things that they had to deal with.
我今年72。
So I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you that this is absolutely true.
不是冤家不聚头。
It seems like you always congregate with your worst enemies.
第一个你学舍己的地方。
So this is the very first place where you learn to deny yourself.
到你老的还得学。
And this is a lesson that you continue to learn even when you're old.
承不承认, 老弟兄, 老姐妹们,
so, elder brothers and sisters, is that true?
都懒得说了, 对不对?
Don't want to answer.
有的人说, 这已经无药可救了, 没办法了。
Some say there's no cure.
哦, 你一直到建主之前, 都得学这个功课。
No, in reality, is that until the day you still learn this lesson. The second place
教会,
is in church.
啊, 来教会, 我们是同工啊, 同工就是彼此攻击啊。
When you come to the church, you actually, you know, you're not co-working, but rather co-attacking each other.
那最可怕的就是做执事嘛，做执事就要攻来攻去了。
And the worst place this happens are the deacons, because then you're
together. But dear
brothers and sisters,
这是叫做机会怎么样？难得啊。
But these are precious opportunities.
你可以常常把你从你的家逃出来，但是你跑到教会你也跑不掉了。
So even though you may be able to escape from your house, from your problems, from your conflicts, but when you come to church, it's still there. You can't.
有人说在这个教会看不顺眼，到别的教会去。
So some people say, oh, I can't see these conflicts here.
我给你打保单。
Why don't you go to other church, check it out in other churches?
你到别的教会，还是有一批人等着你的。
I could guarantee you that if you go to another church, there will be another group of people waiting for you just to deal with you.
神都给你叫做量身定做，你一个也跑不掉。
So God had basically measured out our challenges just specifically for us.
因为这个十字架路是救我们的路。
Because the way of the cross is the way to save us.
你如果没有十字架路来救我们，我们的魂是叫做圣经里面一句话叫硬着景象的百姓。你不知道我们这个景象多硬啊。
So,
打死也不认输的。
Without this cross to save us, we are just like what's described in the Bible that our necks are stiff.
对，这是圣经神讲过，就那些以色列人就是硬着景象的百姓。
And that's what the Bible records when in describing the Israelites.
神只有借着这个十字架来修理我们。
And God uses the cross to deal with us.
教我们这个人能够软下来，能够顺服神的手，神的带领。
So we will be softened up to be obedient to God's leading.
你说这辈子我不要学，我下以后再说吧。可以，你以后再说，那是一千年。
So
现在学了七八十年。大概搞定。
So you may say, "Oh, I don't want to deal with this. I'll deal with this later." You could do that, but then the next time you do this, it's going to be the lesson will take 1,000 years. If you try to learn the lesson now, it will only take you 70 or 80 years.
所以这条路，这是唯一的路，你逃不掉的。
So this is the only path. You can't escape from it.
所以主说，你要跟随我。
So that's why the Lord says, "Follow me."
好，那保罗说的很好。
So Paul said very accurately.
保罗在罗马书六章六节到八节这样说。
So Paul said in Romans chapter 6 verse 6 through 8.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆了。
Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, that our body of sin might be done away with.That we should no longer be slaves to sin.
因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
For he who has died is free from sin.
我们若与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
死与活在基督徒身上是一个秘密。
So death and life is a secret.On Christians.
在基督徒身上是死在我身上发动，生就在别人身上发动，这是他的秘密。
So it's a secret for Christians, and that is for us is that death happens on us and life starts with others.
对，我们世界上的人呢，斗革命是革别人的命。
So for the rest of the world, revolution is all about revolutionizing other people's lives.
对不对？是都是革别人的命，那就是文革了。
So when you're revolutionizing other people's lives, it's like the cultural revolution in China.
只有主耶稣带领我们是走一条真正叫做死在我的身上发动。生就在别人身上发动。
Only our Lord Jesus can lead us down a way in which death starts with us, but life starts with others.
这是主耶稣的窄路。
And that is the narrow path of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你的道深不可测。
For your way is so deep that we cannot fathom.
主啊，但是里面隐藏着神最高的智慧。
But yet inside of it, hidden God's deep, greatest wisdom.
当你向我们每一个门徒启示，你就是道路。
And when you reveal to every single disciple that you are the way,
而且你自己带头走完这条路,
and you also you yourself lead in front of us and walk this path yourself.
我们都想救自己,
we all want to save ourselves.
我们就常常从这条路上偏离了。
And so often, that's why oftentimes we veer off the path.
我们跟世界的人一样走宽路。
And we're just like the rest of the world, we walk this wide path.
但是你说那是引到灭亡的路。
But yet you tell us that this is the way that leads to destruction.
我们求主给我们得救的智慧。
We pray the Lord will give us the wisdom of salvation.
让我们有这个属灵的眼光。
So we have this spiritual eyes.
能够听见你对我们说要进窄门，走窄路。
And be able to hear you telling us to enter through the narrow gate and walk the narrow way.
求你帮助我们每一个人。
Please help every one of us.
在剩下还没有几年的时间里头。
And this remaining time,
我们能够好好学
that we can,
这条十字架的路。
That we can learn the way of the cross.
求你听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.